Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll take a deeper look into the local health assessments released this week for Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties, and also look at the top health priorities for the Chippewa Valley. Plus, we'll hear from DJ Griffin, the founder and president of a new nonprofit, MBM. Motivation begins with your mindset. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. This week, community health assessments were released that have been completed in Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties. These assessments identified the top health issues in each of these three counties, with alcohol misuse, a lack of access to child care or affordable child care, and difficult access to health care identified as the common problems in all three of the Chippewa Valley counties. I spoke with Alex Craker about this on Friday. He's Eau Claire County Public Health Planner with the City County Health Department.
So this assessment, I guess kind of the long and short of it, is a assessment we conduct every 3 years. And it was about a year-long process of a partnership between Chippewa, Dunn, and Eau Claire County. We looked at a variety of health issues, and had a variety of data collection methods, including surveys out to the public, looking at national data, presenting that data to the public again and kind of seeing if we were on track and working with local health coalitions. So we did work together for all three counties to make sure that we were kind of following a similar process, not using a duplication of efforts, so everybody releasing different surveys. So, you know, Eau Claire County may be getting six surveys from different organizations working together. So it was just one done all together, but then we did separate out the data for each county. So all of the Eau Claire data ended up just in Eau Claire, all of the Chippewa just in Chippewa. So you did note in the three counties, we did see some of those similar topics amongst all three counties, which did include alcohol misuse and lack of access to child care and affordable child care. But then the priorities were a little bit different for each county for the other top five, top 10, just depending on what community members in that area said and what the national data was kind of pointing to.
And so since you're with Eau Claire County, Alex Craker, as a public health planner, let's talk about Eau Claire County and kind of in Dave Letterman fashion from number five to number one. I guess number five in Eau Claire County's top health concerns was lack of safe or affordable housing. Certainly this has been something much talked about, right?
Yep. We definitely have seen a lot from the community on that lately. When we did have our community inputs through the survey, through conversations with community members, it always ranked very highly. From the secondary data, we're actually doing a little bit better when you compare how housing is in Eau Claire compared to how it is for the rest of the nation. But, you know, that's kind of comparing. It doesn't necessarily bring in all of our local components, which is why we wanted that community voice contributing. But we have seen other organizations really starting to do extra research on housing. I know the city and county recently did a survey that I believe was released last year, showing for Eau Claire City, Altoona City, Eau Claire County as a whole, housing needs. And so just a lot of focus has definitely been on that.
The number four issue that you guys unearthed was substance misuse. But of course, I think the Narcan vending machine at the sheriff's office, that's been a positive, right?
Yeah, that actually was thanks to a previous community health assessment prioritizing substance misuse, so using that information to kind of direct outreach and grant funding, and so working with the community, the Community Health Coalition did work to get that vending machine put in, and that has, I know they just recently released the reports, but they've been releasing hundreds of doses of Narcan already within the first year.
Right, and Dunn County just going to add one too. Number three in the list of public health priorities in this assessment, lack of access to child care or unaffordable child care.
Yep, and that one, again, a lot of talk around the community about child care as a whole, and that one really looking at, you know, parents stating, I'm having trouble finding child care, which is making it difficult. You know, maybe I'm staying at home instead of working, or only one parent is staying, is in the workforce because we can't find child care, or conversely saying that the child care they are finding, it's really hard to work with their work schedules, or they don't think the quality is what it should be for safely watching their children.
Mm-hmm. Poor mental health, number two. Again, a lot of mental health concerns heightened even since the pandemic, kind of exposing that.
Yep, and that's definitely, we've seen poor mental health within our top ranks for a while, and especially with the pandemic, we've seen it higher up for the last two cycles, and just a lot of talk and a lot of awareness definitely being brought out, and we're starting to see with especially our national numbers, those databases always lag behind by a few years just because of the time it takes to nationally collect data. But those are starting to now reflect as well the influence of the pandemic on mental health across the nation and locally.
And then Alec Craker, Eau Claire County Public Health Planner, the number one priority revealed in this assessment for Eau Claire County, alcohol misuse, similar to Chippewa County.
Correct. And that's definitely, I guess, I'd said this amongst other coworkers and things, where I really wouldn't be surprised by a lot of the health issues we examined showing up within those top ranks. Alcohol misuse, though, has definitely been one that we've seen in the top five for the past number of cycles that we've done this assessment. Just again, a lot of community concern over that. A lot of community members expressing concerns over inebriated drivers, for that safety aspect, a lot of community members noting that there's just that culture within the area, and just kind of seeing that coming up to the surface again.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, in terms of, okay, now you've done the assessments, and so what is the Eau Claire City County Health Department going to do in terms of practically to try to work with the community to address these?
Yeah, so does direct then our work at the health department over the next 3 years. We do use that report and the data from the report to direct our internal work, focusing where we want to be putting staff time, what grants we want to be supporting. But then it also does help with the local health coalition, the Eau Claire Health Alliance, that we work with. That community group actually just met yesterday on Thursday to kind of break down those results of the assessment. And so saying, hey, this is what the community has said our top issue for the area. This is what the data has said. And now we need to figure out how we can work on that. So that coalition group, the Eau Claire Health Alliance, over the next 6 months or so, will be working on an improvement plan, a community health improvement plan, taking what things that they can work on, and then working on those for the next 3 years between the next assessment.
Public health planner Alex Craker with the Eau Claire City County Health Department on the local health assessments released this week for Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties, and touching on the top health priorities going forward. Meanwhile, for the remainder of this week's program, my conversation with the founder and president of a new nonprofit in the Chippewa Valley, MBM Corp, otherwise known as Motivation Begins With Your Mindset. DJ Griffin is the founder and president of the organization.
Yeah, you know, I've got a passion for the less fortunate. And it's not just a passion, it's an obligation because we've been blessed. So just this past Saturday, a week ago here, we had an event. It was in Wilson Park. It was with Say Yes Missions. This was our second annual community event. And it was amazing. You know, we deal with the less fortunate, with mentorship, providing resources for them, because, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And we want to invest into our community the best way possible. And I want to give back. I remember being homeless, being addicted to drugs and alcohol, and not knowing where to go, not knowing who to talk to, not knowing a direction. And when I got my life straight, I wanted to do more. I wanted to invest into the city because there's people that need us here. And there's nothing like lived experience.
So many different ways to touch on this with you. And I'm truly not sure which way to go. On the one hand, going back and getting your fuller story. On the other hand, your outreach. So let's talk, I guess, about your background. You talked about having been homeless. So give us at least a short, kind of a thumbnail sketch of your story, your background that's given you this heart you have for the less fortunate.
Well, yeah, I grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota early in my life. My parents, they were addicted to drugs and alcohol. They loved me, but they were just lost. And if you have a family member or if you yourself has been addicted, you know how that python is. Like, it puts you in this grip that is hard to get out of. It takes prayer, supplication. It takes focus, but it takes God in your life. But it takes you having to be proactive, moving forward, fighting your way out of that addiction. And so I fought for many years to get out of that. Growing up, life wasn't easy for me, but I got to the point where I was submissive to Christ. I put my pride to the side and I let God guide. And that's the most important thing. So when I got older, I got to this point where I was like, you know, I want to really help people. Like, I want to see lasting change. And so that's really where it came about from starting our nonprofit, you know, just because of what I went through and the passion that I had for people. And I know what the struggle is like. So we started a nonprofit called MBM Corp, which stands for Motivation Begins With Your Mindset.
So why did you choose that name, Motivation Begins With Your Mindset?
Everything starts with the mind. If you have a negative thought process, it's usually because you're surrounded with people that are negative. Like, it's usually because, you know, you have failed so much that you have these insecurities that you'll never be able to rise above your challenges. But if there's somebody that can come into your life as a mentor, or if there's somebody that can speak life into you, you begin to believe in yourself, and that begins to change the pathways in your brain. Motivation begins with your mindset. It starts and ends with your mindset. So our goal is to empower the hearts and empower the minds of our community so that they can rise above all their challenges that they face.
Now, this event you had June 29th at Wilson Park in Eau Claire had more than just food. Yeah, and you had a lot of different sponsors, from Mayo Clinic to Festival Foods, all teaming up. Tell us about the event you had, and you've had several other events similar to this.
Yeah, it was amazing. We had Dapper Man Barbershop. Shouts out to them. They gave free haircuts. It was just amazing. A1 Rental, they did a lot. Two Sisters in a Bucket. The list goes on. Indian Head Foods, you know, it was just amazing. But the cool thing was we were able to give back the cutting. We were able to cut hair. We were able to wash hair. We were able to wash feet. It was just so amazing to be able to give back. Like I said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And if you're going to really try to reach people, first you have to reach their heart, and then the mind will follow, and then they'll be receptive to the message. Because really the message is God will set you free, but you have to lay your burdens and your hurt and your brokenness. You have to lay it at the foot of the cross. And having these events, it was so amazing because there was more people than just are less fortunate there. It was community members. We had people from the city council that were there. And our homeless population, our less fortunate, you know, they didn't feel insecure at that time. Like, they sat at the table with everybody and they ate and they enjoyed themselves and they were able to connect with people and get resources. Shouts out again to Mayo Clinic Health System. Oh, they really embraced us.
So DJ Griffin, our guest here on Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson. So what is your goal with MBM Corp? What is your goal with Motivation Begins With Your Mindset? And also your separate entity, Griffin Inspires Globally.
Yeah, so with MBM, you know, I'm always looking to partner with other nonprofits. I feel like it is so important, the power of inclusion. Like, the world revolves around partnerships. And when we can embrace each other, we can tackle this issue of homelessness in our less fortunate community. You know, there's a problem there, and we know that there is, and we need to work together as a unified unit to help the people that are hurting and broken. And we can do that when we come together more impactfully. Griffin Inspires Globally is something that God put on my heart as an inspirational speaker. So that really consists of going into the schools, going into youth groups, going into churches, and inspiring people, giving hope, breaking these chains of addiction, breaking these chains that people are in, thinking that they can't rise above their challenges. So God has just blessed me with that. And so that's going to be globally. I plan on traveling, going to different schools, going to different businesses, and helping people break those chains of bondage that they're in mentally.
You've been seeing some doors opening for you in that regard, regarding the Northwest Juvenile Regional Detention Center, and I think a growing relationship,
yes,
a developing relationship with Treehouse, too.
Yes, yes. We're working on something right now with Treehouse, which is in the works, and I'm praying. So pray for us that we're able to connect with them and be able to unify with that deal there. But yes, Griffin Inspires Globally is really going to the next level.
And then when you hear about some of these health concerns in this community health assessment for the Chippewa County and this agreement between Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn County, that the top three issues are, again, alcohol misuse, accessibility to childcare, and access to health care.
Yeah, so, you know, we work with the worst of the worst when it comes to the side of our MBM nonprofit, and we see the cases of alcoholism. I remember just a week ago when we had our event and I was speaking, you know, and God just put that in me to speak the way I speak, you know, authentically me. And I was speaking that way in a passionate way. And a guy just came to me with tears in his face, and he was, you know, I think he was around in his 60s. And, you know, he walked up to me and he just said, "I'm sick and tired of alcohol. Like, I'm sick and tired of the drug use." And he says, "I'm broken. I'm hurt." And he just had tears flowing down his face, you know, and I began to cry. You know, I couldn't hold it back. You know, it was just the passion of God that just flowed from me, and it flowed from him too. God will meet you where you're at. And so I just embraced him, and he embraced me, and I just held the back of his head and held him and prayed for him. And so when I see things like that, it gives me a different perspective on some of these things. And we've got to control our urges so that we can really help people and get outside of us and start looking at where can we be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Well, you are inspiring. It's been great to meet you. We both did a podcast, with the Fierce Freedom Podcast, with Cap Morgan recently. You and I enjoying an express ball game with the men of Valley Brook Church.
Amazing.
And great to have you on Chippewa Valley this week today. If what's the next big event that maybe motivation begins with your mindset or MBM has coming up?
So Griffin Inspires Globally. Like I said, we're going to the next level. We're working with the detention center. That's the next big focus. Is I want to work with the students. I want to give them hope. I want to give them solid core principles so that they can rise above their challenges. I remember when I was in there about a year ago, I went in there with Leanna Razor. She's been doing this for many, many years. She's one of the head chaplains there. She's she works
music
for the
therapy,
college.
Yeah.
Yes, music therapy. And I told the kids there, I said, "I'm going to create a nonprofit organization where we can help you." And I've done that. So now I'm going back in there, and then we're going to create a mentorship program for when they get out of there. And that's what I'm praying and hoping that we can connect with Green Tree Treehouse to be able to do that.
Terrific. And again, go to motivationbeginswithyourmindset.com to learn more about DJ Griffin and the work he's doing. Motivationbeginswithyourmindset.com. And then, is there a separate website for gig for Griffin Inspires Globally?
We are in the works of that right now. So stay tuned.
DJ Griffin, the founder and president of this new nonprofit, MBM Corp. Motivation Begins With Your Mindset. Again, their website, motivationbeginswithyourmindset.com. That's all one word, motivationbeginswithyourmindset.com. Also, earlier we heard from Alex Craker, public health planner with the Eau Claire City County Health Department, on the local health assessments released this week, identifying the top health priorities in both Eau Claire
Chippewa and Dunn counties. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio.